从今天开始，我要讲一个主题，叫唯独教的真教会。
Today onwards, I will be talking about the topic, the only true church of salvation.
以前台湾总会的老传道常常强调，我们教是独一独教的真教会。
And in the past, the preachers of the Taiwan GA, they often used to emphasize that we are the only true church of salvation.
最近这几年，台湾的年轻传道。
And more recently, the younger preachers in Taiwan also.
几乎都不再讲这个道理。
They actually very seldom talk about this truth anymore.
有人认为神是慈悲的。
And there are people that say that God is loving.
也是公义的。
And he's also righteous.
不可能只有我们教会才是独救的真教会。
And it cannot be possible that our church is the only one true church of salvation.
所以有的人就不再讲这个道理。
So that's why some people no longer talk about this message.
最初我来美国听一个弟兄说。
And in coming to the U.S. this time, I heard a brother say.
我们讲到说最好不要说我们是唯独教的真教会。
That when we preach, it's best not to say that we are the only true church of salvation.
因为过去有人这样讲，所以有些人没办法接受就离开教会了。
And because we've said this in the past, and some people couldn't accept it, so they left the church.
我是说圣经有的真理，我们不能闭口不讲。
But my viewpoint is that we cannot but speak of the truth that's contained in the Bible.
所以这一次我要来讲这个问题。
So that's why this time I want to talk about this topic.
台湾的长老会有三个神学院。
And the Presbyterian Church in Taiwan has three theological seminaries.
一个在台北，一个在台南。
One is in Taipei and one is in Tainan.
还有一个在花莲。
And the other is in 花莲。
花莲这个神学院在几年前给我们台湾总会神学院一封公函。花莲的长老会神学院呢，几年前给我们台湾总会神学院一个公文啊。
And a few years ago, the theological seminary in Hualien gave our theological seminary a letter.
说他们开个神学讲座。
That they were going to hold a seminar.
讨论主题是圣灵问题。
And the topic for discussion was the Holy Spirit.
他除了我们教会很强调受圣灵充满。
Because they know that our church emphasizes being filled with the Holy Spirit.
对，邀请我们去参加这个神学讲座。
So they invited us to attend the theological seminar.
因为我写过一本书叫《圣灵论》。
And also they'd written a book about the Holy Spirit.
所以总会就派我去参加这个神学讲座。
Because I'd written a book about the Holy Spirit, so the Taiwan GA sent me to attend the seminar.
这个神学院他说要去参加的人把这个讲义一个月前寄给他印证一本书。
And they said that they were going to print all the material from the seminar to make a book.
那被邀请去讲主持这个讲座的有三个不同教派，我们以外还有两个教派。
And apart from our church, there were two other denominations that had also been invited to attend.
他每个人讲半个钟头，然后就是讨论。
And everyone was invited to speak for 30 minutes, and then there was a discussion.
我就被摆在第一个。
So I was arranged to speak first.
我因为大家不认识我，就自己介绍。
And because nobody there knew me, so I introduced myself.
我说是台湾各基督教公认的异端教派。台湾各基督教公认的异端教派。
So I said that I'm of all the Christian churches in Taiwan, I am the one that's recognized as being a cult.
就是真耶稣教会。
That is the true Jesus Church.
因为台湾的每一个教派都说我们是异端教派。
Because all of the other denominations in Taiwan consider our church to be a cult.
那我是异端教派的长老。
So I said I am an elder from this cult.
那讲义都分给你们了。
And I'm going to talk to all of you.
我是不是异端？你们要注意听才知道。
So whether or not we are a cult, you can decide.
假如你打瞌睡，我讲异端，你也不知道。
And if I am talking heresies and you fall asleep, then you won't know anything.
我发现大家在笑。
So I saw that everybody was laughing.
发现没有人睡觉，很注意听有没有讲异端。
And actually nobody fell asleep and they were all listening very attentively to see if I was speaking heresies or not.
我们很多人有一种毛病是把自己的主张当作绝对正确。
So a lot of us might have this problem where we advocate our own ways of thinking as being absolute and correct.
那跟真理不同就是异端。
And then so whatever when somebody says something different, then that is considered a heresy.
其实那个时候异己不是异端，异己就跟我自己不同。
But actually that is just a viewpoint that differs from our own, but it's not necessarily a heresy.
异端就是说违背真理是异端。
So a heresy is something that is that goes against the truth in the Bible.
圣经的话是判断真假道的标准。
And the Bible is a standard for discerning what is right and wrong.
跟我不同不一定是异端，因为我不能代表真理。
And if somebody's viewpoint differs from our own, it is not necessarily a heresy because we ourselves do not represent the truth.
啊，如果跟圣经的真理有冲突，那就异端。
But if there's a conflict with the truth in the Bible, then that is a heresy.
所以我们要衡量谁的教会是异端的教派，要用圣经标准去决定。
So when we judge whether a denomination is they are speaking heresies or not, we use the standard of the Bible to judge.
在提我们因为要省时间了，讲义里面有圣经章节助理翻，我就不翻啊。
And in order to save time, there are a lot of verses contained in the handout, so I won't turn to them.
提摩太后书三章十六节那里说。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 it says,
圣经都是神所默述的。
That the Bible is inspired by God.
这个默述跟启述意思一样。
So revelation and inspiration of God is the same.
犹太教是启述的宗教。犹太教是启述的宗教。
And we know that Judaism is a religion of revelation.
因为有启述才有旧约圣经。
Because it was the revelation of God, therefore there is the Old Testament.
有旧约圣经才有犹太教才有信仰的根据。
And it is because of the Old Testament that Judaism has their foundation of faith.
那基督教也是启示的宗教。
And Christianity also is a religion of revelation.
因为有启示才有这个基督教才有信仰根据。
And it is because of these revelations that Christianity has its foundation of faith.
新约圣经是神启示写出来的。
And the New Testament is also inspired by God.
所以犹太教、基督教都是启示的宗教。
So Judaism and Christianity, they are faiths of revelation.
那犹太教只有看旧约圣经，不看新约圣经。
So Judaism only looks at the Old Testament and not the New Testament.
因为犹太人不认为耶稣是弥赛亚。
Because the Jews do not consider Jesus to be the Messiah.
所以把他钉十字架。
So that is why they crucified him.
没有想到他们钉十字架上那个耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And they never thought that the Jesus whom they crucified is the Messiah.
起初保罗也不信耶稣是弥赛亚。
And to begin with, Paul also did not believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
所以到处抓信耶稣的人定去定罪。
So he went everywhere capturing the Christians.
有一次他要去大马士抓信耶稣人。定罪的时候
and on one occasion he wanted to go to Damascus to capture the Christians.
耶稣从天上用强光照他眼睛瞎了
and Jesus shone this bright light upon him and he was blinded.
然后有声音从天上来说扫罗扫罗啊，你为什么要逼迫我
and then there was a voice from the heavens that said Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗是保罗本来的名字后来改变名字叫保罗
And Saul was the actual original name of Paul.
他就问你是谁啊?
And he said, "Who are you?"
耶稣说，我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Jesus said, "I am the Jesus whom you persecute."
这个时候，保罗才知道耶稣复活是真的。
And only at that time did Paul know that Jesus was indeed true.
耶稣钉十字架，他知道。
And he knew that Jesus had been crucified on the cross.
耶稣被埋葬，他也知道。
And he also knew that Jesus had been buried.
但耶稣复活，他听过门徒的见证，他不相信。
And he had heard the testimonies of the apostles of how Jesus had resurrected.
当耶稣用光强光照他眼睛瞎，又声音从天上来说：“你怎么逼迫？”那个时候， 他才做了耶稣的弥赛亚。
And it wasn't until the light of God shone upon him and Jesus spoke to him that he knew that Jesus was the Messiah.
耶稣如果没复活，怎么会从天上说话呢？
Because if Jesus had not resurrected, how could he be speaking to him from heaven?
耶稣如果复活，那他的弥赛亚没有错啊。
And if Jesus had resurrected, then it was true that he is the Messiah.
所以当他眼睛被强光照瞎的时候，他心的眼睛突然明亮了。
So when this light shone upon him and his physical eyes were blinded, his inner eyes actually were open.
他才看清楚耶稣弥赛亚。
And he saw clearly that Jesus is the Messiah.
然后他都退到亚拉伯旷野三年。
And then he went into the wilderness for 3 years.
啊，就三年去那边做什么？
And what was he doing in the wilderness during this time?
加拉太一章只有说他去亚拉伯三年，没有说去做什么。
Because Galatians tells us that he went there for 3 years, but it doesn't tell us what he did there.
啊，一般的神学家都推测他应当是去亚拉伯摘处读旧约圣经。
And some theologians say that he was there studying the Bible.
因为他是法利赛人。
The Old Testament, because
圣经很熟悉。
He was a Pharisee, and he was very familiar with the Bible.
弥赛要出生在伯利恒，他知道。
And he knew that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem.
弥赛要为童女怀孕，他也知道。
And he knew that the Messiah was to be conceived by a virgin.
弥赛要做王，他也知道。
And he knew that this Messiah was to become king. He knew this.
不知道耶稣的弥赛亚。
But he did not know previously that Jesus is the Messiah.
那因为他已经得到主的拣选。
But after he was chosen by God,
又被圣充满，
and he was filled with the Holy
Spirit. 眼睛得一处摘处能看见，
and his inner eyes were opened.
所以他就知道耶稣真的是弥赛亚。
So then he knew that Jesus is the Messiah.
所以他在亚拉伯有三年住久，一般认为应当是去那边摘处安静的读旧约圣经。
So this this period of 3 years, and people say that he was taking quiet time out to once again read the Bible.
那因为有圣的启示，所以旧约圣经越看越清楚。
And because of this revelation from God, the more he looked, the clearer the Bible was to him.
就把他从神启示的真理写成书信，十三通书信。
And then this truth that God revealed to him, he wrote down in the various epistles.
新约圣经有二十七卷。
And there are 27 books in the New Testament.
保罗写书有十三封书信，就是十三卷的经文。
And Paul wrote 13 epistles.
啊，他每一处有一种习惯说经上怎么说。
And he had this habit of saying that the scripture says so and so.
他所说经上是讲旧约圣经。
And when he was referring to the scriptures, he was talking about the Old Testament.
所以他所传的福音是跟旧约圣经没有冲突的。
So the gospel that he preached was not in any way in conflict with the Old Testament.
耶稣也说过，我来不是废掉律法，是成全律法。
And Jesus himself said that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
耶稣讲的也有一个习惯说，经上怎么说。
And Jesus himself often would say the scriptures
says such
and such.
表述耶稣的福音跟旧约的教训没有冲突。
And this shows that the gospel of Jesus is not in conflict with the Old Testament scriptures.
因为耶稣来是要成全律法，不是废掉律法。
Because Jesus came to fulfill the law, not to abolish it.
保罗也说，他所传的福音不是废掉律法，是坚固律法。
And Paul also said that he preached the gospel not to abolish the law, but to strengthen it.
所以旧约跟新约没有冲突。
So there is no conflict with the Old Testament and the New Testament.
因此，保罗就一直在解释旧约怎么讲。
And so Paul continually explained what was recorded in the Old Testament.
旧约跟新约有什么关系？
And what the relationship was between the Old and New Testament.
律法跟恩典是不是有共同点？
And what the common points were between law and grace.
他就在讲这个问题。
And he often talked about this.
所以我常常对弟兄姐妹说，你如果要了解旧约的道理，要先看新约，多看几遍。
So I often say to the brothers and sisters, if you want to understand the Old Testament, you need to read more of the New Testament.
新的圣经每一处说经上怎么说，你就会找出旧约记在哪里。
And whenever in the New Testament it says the scriptures say such and such, then you need to look for this in the Old Testament.
因为新的都是在解释旧约。
Because the New Testament is actually an explanation of the Old Testament.
很多预言，很多属灵教训没有解释，看不懂。
And there are many prophecies contained in the Old Testament, and without explanation, we cannot understand them.
保罗因为有圣灵启示，他看得很清楚，就 解释旧约哪一个圣经章节意思什么，所以就习惯讲经上怎么说，然后把他的了解写出来。
And because Paul received much revelation from the Holy Spirit, he was able to read and understand the prophecies contained in the Old Testament and to be able to explain those and write them down.
啊，所以我们多看几处新的，回头看旧的更清楚。
So we need to take more time out to read the New Testament, and then we will better understand the Old Testament.
我们真的叫耶稣启示的宗教。
So the True Jesus Church also is a church of revelation.
我们大陆的早期的工人有三个，一个叫张灵生，一个叫张巴拉巴，一个叫魏保罗。
And we had three early workers in China, called 张灵生 Barnabas Chang, and also Paul Wei.
啊，那么魏保罗他以前是伦敦会的信徒，伦敦会啊。
And Paul Wei was previously a member of the London Mission.
啊，后来啊，他这个因为有病医不好。
And then
生病医不好，生病医生医不好。
And because he became critically ill.
啊，有人介绍就去找这个北京的首都信心会，就五旬里面的一派。
And someone recommended him to go to one of the Pentecostal apostolic.
啊，那。
Apostolic Faith Mission in Beijing.
那个牧师是美国人。
And the pastor was an American.
叫贝大颂。贝大颂，潘多新，贝大颂。贝大颂。
Peterson, his name was Peterson.
好，然后祷告病得医治。
And so after prayer, his illness was healed.
后来又得耶稣启示，你要禁食39天。
And he received revelation from God to fast for 39 days.
39天当中，他读很多启示。
And during this time, he received a lot of revelation.
就把那个启示写下来。
And he wrote all of them down.
就我们今天真的教会的基本信仰。
And those have now become the basic beliefs of the True Jesus Church.
启示里面有一个地方说，你要面向下下水受洗。
And one of the revelations is that you must receive baptism with your head bowed.
首都信心会也是下水受洗，但它是面向上的下水受洗。首都信心会洗礼是面向上下水。
And the apostolic mission, faith, they baptize with the head facing upwards.
那耶稣的启示教是告诉魏保罗，你要面向下下水。
But Jesus revealed to Paul Wei that your head must be bowed when you receive baptism.
然后他就按照耶稣所说的面向下下水受洗。
So he did according to the revelation of Jesus and was baptized.
受洗起来，看见耶稣显现。
And when he got up from the water, Jesus appeared to him.
又看见摩西、以利亚。
And he also saw Moses and Elijah.
然后就去找这个潘多新这个美国牧师说：“你的面向下向上。”不对，要面向下洗礼才对。
And then he went to seek this minister Peterson and said that to be bowed with your head facing upwards is wrong. You need to have your head bowed.
但是魏保罗不，这个潘多新不接受。
But this pastor did not accept this.
因为不接受，他们就分开。
And because of that, then they split up.
然后魏保罗就继续有圣灵带领，把真理教建立起来。
And then Paul Wei, with the continued guidance of the Holy Spirit, established the True Jesus Church.
当时潘多新不接受这个面向下洗礼，有神的旨意在里面。
So, although Peterson did not accept baptism with the head bowed, there was still the will of God in this.
假如潘多新接受面向下洗礼，他跟魏保变成一样信仰。
Because if he had accepted it, then he would have been of the same faith as Paul Wei.
信了一样就是合作。
And then they would have worked together.
合作以后，魏保罗成为潘多新的帮助。
Later on, then Paul Wei would be considered the a helper to the
assistant to the minister. 潘多新的牧师有受过神学训练，圣经懂得比较多。
Because this Peterson had been to theological seminary and was well versed in the Bible.
魏保罗是生意人，他圣经懂很少。
And this Paul Wei was a businessman, and he did not know much of the Bible.
所以魏保罗一定是成为潘多新的帮助。
So it would have been inevitable that Paul Wei would have become an assistant
to this pastor.
And the True Jesus Church would not have been established.
按照圣经预言, 末世的真教要从东方出现。
So according to the prophecies of the Bible, the church of the end time will come from the east.
有人说韩国是东方,
and some people say that Korea is in
日本也是东方,
the east, and also Japan.
所以圣经所的东方不一定是中国。
So the east that is referred to in the Bible isn't necessarily referring to China.
啊, 但我们目前为止没有发现韩国有真教会。
But
我们到目前为止还没有发现韩国有跟你们不同年龄有真教会。
We have not found another true church in that stems from Korea.
日本也没有,
or Japan.
所以圣经所说的东方虽然没有讲清楚是中国，但我们历史的长久，我们认为就是中国。
So although the Bible does not say specifically that the East it's referring to is China, historically, we believe that that is the case.
虽然五旬节会有圣灵,
so although the Pentecostal church has always had the Holy Spirit. Looking at their faith, we see that they are lacking the truth. They also have miracles.
为什么有圣灵缺少真理呢?
But why would they have the Holy Spirit and lack the truth?
因为神的主意要在东方建立真教会。
Because the will of God is that the true church will be established in the East.
尤其这个为保罗读圣灵，不是在信心会被牧师按手读到圣灵，而是在家里祷告读圣灵。
And Paul Wei himself received the Holy Spirit at home and not through laying of hands by someone at this apostolic mission.
更重要是他主张的真理是从神起诉来。
And more importantly, the truth that he advocated is the truth from God.
跟属灵心力完全不同。
And it is completely different from this apostolic mission. So we can say that our early workers, they interacted with this apostolic mission, but there is no absolute relationship between them. And so we do not belong to them.
只是一个接触点而已，没有绝对关系。
There was a point of contact, but there's no absolute relationship.
因此我们教会也是启示的宗教。So
our church also is a faith of a revelation.
台湾有一个传道人神学院毕业没有多久。And
in Taiwan, there's a preacher who recently graduated from the theological seminary.
圣经懂得比较少。And
he did not know that much of the Bible.
有一次跟一个别的牧师谈到。
And one time he was talking with a pastor from another denomination.
那个牧师是他们神学院的教授。
And that pastor was a teacher in their theological seminary.
也是神学博士。
And he was also he had a PhD in theology.
那讨论结果，这个牧师说：“你们叫信仰很奇怪，哪里来啊？”
And the conclusion of the discussion was that this pastor said, "Your faith is very strange. Where did it come from?"
他说从启示来啊。
And he responded, "It's from revelation."
这个牧师就说，圣经新旧约66卷是神给人全部的启示。
And this pastor said that the Bible is made up of 66 books, and this is the inspiration of God.
怎么还有别的启示呢?
How can there be other revelations aside from this?
感觉很奇怪。
So he thought this was very strange.
那个传道人因为圣经不熟悉，他认为，哎，这个牧师这样讲好像有道理啊。
And because this preacher was not that well versed in the Bible, he thought that what this pastor was saying seemed to make sense.
新旧约66卷是神给人全部的启示，怎么还有别的启示呢？
Because the 66 books of the Bible, that is the entire revelation from God.
他就来找我，这个传道来找我。
Oh, so this preacher came to look for me.
他觉得有人这么讲，你怎么回答？
And he said, "So somebody said this. How should I respond?"
我说这很简单啊。
I said, "It's very simple."
我们所谓启示啊，不是66以外的启示啊。
So when we refer to revelation from God, we're talking about the revelation aside from the books of the Bible.
66卷启示，66卷里面启示，不是以外啊。
Oh, so we're talking about the revelations contained within these 66 books.
66 神给人完全启示没有错啦。
And it is true that the complete revelations from God are in these 66 books.
不可能有别的启示啦。
And there are no other revelations.
问题是66卷的神的话没有启示你看不懂。
But the problem is that without revelation from God, you cannot understand these 66 books.
保罗是法利赛人。
And Paul was a Pharisee.
就会很熟悉啊。
He was very familiar with the Old Testament.
以赛亚出生在伯利恒，他知道。
And he knew that the Messiah was to come from Bethlehem.
以赛亚同女怀孕，他也知道。
And that the Messiah was to be born of a virgin.
又行很多神迹证明他的弥赛亚。
And that there were to be many signs and wonders proving that he is the Messiah.
但他还不相信。
But still, Paul did not believe.
别的犹太人、祭司、文士、法利赛人也不信，所以把耶稣钉十字架。
And the other Jews and scribes, they also did not believe, so they crucified Jesus.
可这没有神启示，你看不懂。
So we can see that without revelation from God, that you will not understand these.
我们教有圣灵。
So our church has the Holy
Spirit. 因为有圣灵启示，看得很清楚。
And because we have the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we can understand.
那什么叫启示呢？
So what is what a revelation?
中文翻译的很好。
And the Chinese translation is very good.
以中文讲，这个启示打开。是做显明，就是说，一件东西放在盒子里面，里面装什么你看不见，然后把盖子打开了，看得很清楚啊，这个叫启示。
So the explanation in Chinese is that when something is put inside a box and the box is closed, you don't know what's inside, but once it's opened, you can see very clearly what is contained inside.
我们看这个路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
32节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 32.
路加二章三十二节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 32.
是照亮外邦人的光啊，这里一句话叫照亮啊。
And it says here, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles.
这里的照亮跟启示原文同一个字。
So in the original text, the word light or to shine is the same as the word revelation.
啊，在黑暗里面你什么都看不到。
So when you're in the darkness, you cannot see anything.
但光线照进来，你看得很清楚。
But when the light shines, then you can see very clearly.
所以照亮就是说真理的亮光，圣灵的亮光。
So this light is referring to the light of the truth and the light of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的亮光，真理亮光一照，你就看得很清楚。
And when the light of the Holy Spirit and the truth shines upon you, you can see very clearly.
看加拉太第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书的第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第十二节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 12.
从这个十一节看呢，加拉太一章十一节。
Galatians 1 verse 11 onwards.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音。不是出于人的意思，十二节，因为不是从人领受，也不是人教了我的，是从耶稣基督启示来的啊。保罗说，他传的福音不是谁教导他的。
So Paul says the gospel he preaches is not according to man.
是从耶稣基督启示来。
But it is through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因为保罗没有像别的门徒跟耶稣跟三年。
Because Paul did not follow Jesus like the other apostles.
所以嘛，他没有亲耳听耶稣讲过道理。
So he did not hear Jesus preaching with his own ears.
后来他说他所传的福音是从耶稣基督启示来的。
So that's why he says the gospel that he preaches is through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
用什么方法给他启示？圣经没有讲。
And the Bible does not say through what method it was revealed to him.
可能是神给他属灵智慧。
It could be that God gave him spiritual wisdom.
打开心的眼睛，能看清楚旧约的很多预言。
So, with his spiritual eyes, he could understand the prophecies of the Old Testament.
也可能给他看异象。
Or perhaps he was given visions.
或者给他听到声音。
Or he heard a voice.
因为神启示人明白他的话有好多不同方法。
Because there are many different means by which God will reveal his will to man.
虽然他没有跟别的门徒一样跟主跟三年。
And although he didn't follow Jesus for 3 years like the other disciples.
主耶稣讲什么话他没有听过。
And he hadn't heard Jesus speak himself.
但他写的书三通书信去对照别的门徒所写的书信或者福音书没有冲突。
But there is no conflict between the epistles of Paul and the writings of the other apostles.
为什么没有冲突呢？
And why is there no conflict?
因为有圣灵启示他。
because it was revealed to him by the Holy
Spirit. 就好像亲耳听耶稣讲道一样。
It was as if he had heard Jesus speak with his own ears.
不但没有冲突，而且更有深度。
And not only is there no conflict, but it is even
deeper. 为什么更有深度呢？
And why is this?
因为他是法利赛人。
Because he is a Pharisee.
就会生得很熟悉啊。
And he was very familiar with the Old Testament.
别的门徒是捕鱼人。
And the other apostles, they were fishermen.
就会圣经不会像保罗这么熟悉的。
And they were not as well versed in the Old Testament scriptures.
那保罗因为有旧约的根据。
And because Paul had the backing of the Old Testament scriptures.
加上圣灵启示。
And together with the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
加上他有学问。
And also he was well educated.
他被这个罗马政官员审问的时候。
And when he was questioned by the Roman council.
罗马官员说：“你学问太大，叫你癫狂。”
And the officials said to him that you are too well educated.
可见保罗学问连罗马政府官员都认定。
So he was acknowledged by these Roman officials.
我们通常说，主要有圣灵启示，不必有学问就可以当传道。
So we often say that you just need to have the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and you don't need to be well educated to be a preacher.
这个观念是错的。
But actually, this concept is wrong.
虽然你可以读神很多启示，
although you might receive a lot of revelations from God,
但假如你没有学问，
but if you have not been educated,
你怎么把你领受的真理表达出来呢？
How can you express this truth that you have received?
同样领受神启示，
although you have received the same revelation from God, 有学
问的跟没有学问的人表达的方法就不一样。
The way of expressing this revelation or truth between those who are educated and non-educated. 神给
你启示，给你了解真理的内容。
So God gives you the revelation so you can understand the content of the truth.
但他没有告诉你怎么去传达。
But He does not tell you how to preach or transmit
this message. 你要把你领受的启示传出来，讲出来，或者写出来。
And you need to express, transmit or write down this message that you have been revealed.
假如你有学问的基础。
And if you have this basic education,
你就会传得更有条理，更合逻辑。
What you express will be make more sense and be more logical.
假如你没有学问的基础，你讲的写的可能有人听不懂，看不懂。
And if you do not have this basic education, then what you say and write may not be understandable by others.
因为没有很好的逻辑观念。
Because you do not have this basic concept.
因为没有条理。
And it is not well organized.
这个是神的问题，学问的问题了。
So this is a matter of education.
所以要把神的话传得正确。
So in order to accurately preach the word
of God. 而且传得有条理。
And to do it in a systematic way.
除了神的熟悉以外。
Apart from being familiar with the Bible.
加上有神给的智慧。
And the wisdom from God.
加上有一点学问的基础。
And to have this basic level of education,
你才有办法传达的很正确，而且给每个人都听得懂你在讲什么。
Only then can you preach in a very accurate way and to allow others to understand.
在使徒书记章记载。
And in Acts it says.
保罗到了雅典传福音。
Paul went to preach in Athens.
遇见两个哲学家。
And he came across two philosophers.
希腊的哲学当时是很有名的。
And Greek philosophy was very prevalent at the time.
希腊哲学的第一个鼻祖叫做祖宗啊，叫做苏格拉底。
The first of these is Socrates.
他是比耶稣更早出生。
And he was born before Jesus.
所以当时希腊文化非常高。
So the level of Greek civilization and culture was very
high. 因为常常有哲学在希腊雅典。讲他的主张。
Because there were a lot of Greek philosophers that were advocating their own ways of thinking in Athens.
然后保罗到了雅典就遇见两个哲学家。
So Paul came across two different philosophers in Athens.
跟人家讨论道理。
And he was talking to them about the
gospel. 假如保罗没有一点学问。
And if he had not been educated.
可能对方讲什么你都听不懂。
Maybe he would not even understand what the other person was
saying. 你怎么跟他讨论道理呢？
And so how would you even then go about preaching to them?
选召的工人各都有他的用途。
So God has his uses for all of the workers whom he chooses.
神拣选彼得、约翰做的捕鱼人。
And God also chose Peter and John, and both of these are fishermen.
他们不必有学问。
And they didn't need to be educated.
他们主要有这个律法跟主要对律法跟恩典的关系是什么？旧约新约有什么关系？讲清楚都可以。
It was enough that they knew the relationship between law and grace, and between the old and New Testaments, and be able to speak of these clearly.
他们在犹太教基传论给犹太人。
So they preached to other Jews.
保罗就不同。
But it was different from
Paul. 他被拣选到欧洲去传福音。
He was chosen to preach in Europe.
然后高文化的地方。
To places of very advanced civilizations.
保罗一出生就罗马人的民籍。
And Paul was a Roman citizen.
他一出一个很优秀、很有名望的家族出生的。
And he was born in a noble family.
又受了很好的教育。
And he was very well educated.
所以神就选召他向欧洲传福音。
So God chose him to preach in Europe.
就当时的希腊文化社会去传福音。
And he preached in the Greek society.
就像神安排摩西在埃及王宫长大。
In the same way that God arranged for Moses to grow up in the
palace. 学习埃及一切学问。
And he learned the ways of the Egyptians.
后来神选了写了摩西五经。
And then he wrote the Pentateuch.
假如摩西没有一点学问。
And if Moses had not received some level of education.
神给他很多启示。
If God had given him a lot of revelation.
他怎么写出来？
How would he have written all of
this? 他怎么能完成摩西五经的著作呢？
How could he have authored the five books of Moses?
所以我们不能否认学问的价值。
So we cannot deny the importance of education.
我们可以这么说。
And we can also say this.
假如你有学问。
If you are educated.
没有神启示。
But you do not have revelation from
God. 这个学问在神的国用不到。
Then this education is of no use in the kingdom of God.
假如你没有学问。
But if you have no education.
你有神的启示。
And you have revelation from
God. 你可以把神的道传得很正确。
You can still accurately preach the word of God.
所以神启示当然比学问更重要。
So of course, revelation from God is more important than education.
但假如一个人有神启示之后，
but after someone has received revelations from God,
加上有学问，
and they also have education,
懂得怎么表达神传给你的真理，
and they know how to express and transmit this truth from God,
那不都更好吗？
Isn't that even better?
啊，所以我们没有理由反对学问的必要。
So we cannot deny the necessity of education.
以前谈神学院读高中毕业就可以来念，现在改成大学毕业才可以来念神学院。
So in the past, you just needed to have a high school education to enter theological seminary, but now you need to be college graduate.
教会水准一直提升。
Because the standards in the church are continually rising.
很多慕道朋友、教会的弟兄姐妹学历都很高。
And a lot of brothers and sisters and truth seekers are very highly educated.
假如传道人没有一点学问，可能他们会看不起这个传道。那么你讲的话，他怎么能够听进去呢？
And if the preachers are not similarly educated, then they might be looked down upon.
好，那么保罗他说他传的福音就从耶稣启示来。
And Paul said that what he preaches is through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那么这个加拉太的刚刚所看的第一章就谈到他到这个亚拉伯旷野去。
And the verse that we read in Galatians chapter 1, we said how he went to the wilderness.
十六节。
In verse 16.
既然乐意将的儿子起诉在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量，十七节，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去，后又回到大马色，十八节，过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了十五天。啊，这里就谈到保罗蒙主选了以后，就到亚拉伯去三年。
So after Paul was chosen by the Lord, he went to Arabia for 3 years.
3年后才回耶路撒冷见别的使徒。
And then only after 3 years did he go to see the other apostles.
所以他说他传的福音不是从人教导他的。
So he says he does not preach the gospel according to man.
而是直接从耶稣启示来。
But the gospel through the direct revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们这样推测，他去亚拉伯三年，可能是去那边摘处读旧约圣经。
And we can say that maybe he went to Arabia to once again read over the scriptures.
然后祷告，圣灵充满，得神启示。
and to spend time in prayer to be filled with the Holy Spirit and receive revelation
from God. 以后就把从神顶座启示写成十三封书信。
And then afterwards, these revelations from God were recorded down as these 13 epistles.
就如今天的新的27卷里面，它都占了13封， 而且好像跟前有16章，分量相当多。
So he has written 13 of the 27 books in the New Testament, and Corinthians is of considerable length as well.
罗马书有16章啊。
And Romans is of 16 chapters.
所以他就是。 因为有神启示才能够明白这么多的宝贵的真理。
And it was only through the revelation from God that he could understand this precious truth of the Bible.
我们教会早期工人没有什么学问。
So our early workers in the church, they did not have much education.
因为有神启示,
but because they had these revelations from God,
就把神的话传得很正确。
They could very accurately preach the word of God.
一般基督教历史比我们更久。
And other Christian denominations have a longer history than we do.
有很多神的博士神学家,
and there are a lot of theologians.
他们能看原文圣经,
and they can read the Bible in its in the original language.
他们也写了很多的书,
and they've written a lot of books.
做的书有的书可以给我们做参考的,
and we can use some of these books as reference material.
但是错的也不少。
But there is also a lot in these books that is wrong.
尤其是怎么行才得救, 他们错得很厉害。
And they especially falter in what we should do to be saved.
不是故意要把道理传走。 不是故意要把道理传走。
It's not that they deliberately wanted to preach the wrong message.
因为没有神启示, 看不懂。
But because God didn't give them revelation, so they couldn't understand.
就用助理理智去思考, 就有很多不同的主张。
And because they interpreted by their own understanding, so there are many different explanations. So there were more and more denominations.
圣经一部而已。
There's only one Bible.
如果每个人都有圣经的启示，都有一样的主张， 怎么会分派这么多不同教派呢？
And if everybody read the same Bible and had the same revelation from God, why then there wouldn't be all these different denominations?
都数到就一个教而已啊。
And there was only one apostolic church.
因为他们有圣经的启示。
Because they had revelation from God.
他们有一样的看法,
and they had the same viewpoint. So during the apostolic era, there was only one apostolic church. And now there are thousands of different denominations. Because everybody has their own viewpoint of the Bible. So there are becoming more and more denominations. Because people are lacking the revelation of God. So it is very important to have this revelation of the Holy Spirit. So from today onwards, I'll be talking about various things, all which have backing of the Bible. And this also is through the revelation of God.
我们到这里告一段落，然后休息一下，还有。 一传道的见证啊。
So we'll take a break here, and Preacher Yeh will continue next.
阿们。